Mr. Gardner, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I wish I was in Chicago Saturday because I would have went to that football game that was at Wrigley Field. That would have been awesome.
Well, I watched a little bit on TV. It was kind of different having to change every time they had somebody got the ball.
Well, let's talk about an interesting story that you broke. The national job market for college graduates is should rebound slightly next year, as soon as next year. And I find that very interesting. It's obvious that if you have a college degree, you have a better chance of getting a job. But in these uncertain economic times, as you write, many large corporations put hiring freezes on, and it looks like that they are going to end those freezes.
Well, it looks like a group of them certainly are. I mean, I think they face a situation where they now have some pending retirements coming quickly, and they have to get young people in and get ready for those retirements. So we see a group of very large employers taking the hiring freezes off and trying to fill positions that they were actually starting to look for about 2 years ago. So that's a good sign. I mean, this is a baby step in the right direction, and it's not going to alleviate all the problems. As you know, the labor market's pretty not a good picture right now, but it's a good sign. And I think the thing that I was most optimistic about was the rebound in the Midwest, because it's been having a worse market than a lot of the rest of the country for a longer period of time. And so we see some activity, particularly among smaller and medium small firms and fast growth companies in the Midwest, which is not usually where we get a lot of our jobs from.
All right, before we talk further, because I've got several more questions for you, tell us what the Collegiate Employment Research Institute does.
Well, the institute was set up about 26 years ago to study where college graduates in Michigan went into the workforce and how they transitioned in and how they started their careers and got off to a good start. So we basically study the transition from college to work.
How do you get that information?
Most of it is through surveys. We actually go out and survey young people in the workplace. We survey employers about their attitudes about young people, what opportunities they are going to present for young people, how long young people have to be prepared to find work in the new economy.
And talk about the Recruiting Trends Report.
Recruiting Trends is a national survey, and we use colleagues at about 120 other schools to contact their employer bases to ask their employers to respond to the survey. So it's a online survey, and this year they had more than almost 6,000 employers at least attempt the survey, and we're using about 4,000 for this report. So that's very, very good.
Phil, and some folks that we've talked to on the program, many businesses have capital and have needs to hire employees, but they held the money close to the pocketbook because they didn't know what was going to happen with the economy.
Absolutely. One of the biggest groups in this study are people that said, well, we wouldn't want to hire, we plan to hire, we just don't know when. And the big uncertainty factor ran through this survey. It was in capital letters. And, once that uncertainty is reduced, they feel more confident. That's what we see among the employers that are hiring. They're in these big numbers. They're much more confident about the economy than everybody else in the survey. So I don't know if they're going to pull anybody along with them, but as we can sense that as confidence grows in the economy, that there's going to be more continuity, then I think there'll be a lot more hiring going on. I think these employers will pull the lever and begin to hire.
Phil Gardner is director of Michigan State's Collegiate Employment Research Institute. Does more education equal a better chance of getting a job and higher pay?
It certainly is. It's kind of like a parking permit on MSU's campus. It's a license to hunt for a parking space, but it's actually a license to hunt for a decent job with rewarding work, we're a credential society now, so it's more and more becoming evident that after high school you have to go on and get some kind of education, whether it's in the trades, at a 2-year college, or a 4-year school.
And
but it's up to the student to use the time in college wisely, not just to get book knowledge, but to get the other things they need, because it, just having a degree doesn't guarantee you're going to get a job.
And finally, out of this year's report, the best news, the worst news, and what surprised you the most?
Well, I think the surprise to me the most was how big the jump was. Usually, at this stage, we get a 4 or 5% bounce, but the 10% bounce was really a little bit bigger than I thought. And I think that was due to the small companies just being more aggressive. I think the good news in here is that employers continue to say, you know, I want the best person I can find skill wise. I'm not as particularly wedded to a particular discipline. So this opens up a large segment of these job opportunities to any student that's graduating. It's not just an engineering job market. It's not just a business job market. I think the weak side is my concern on two fronts. One, health services jobs still lag behind their demand in the economy. It's just that the healthcare system is kind of plugged up with elective surgeries are down in hospitals, and more nurses came back in that have been working part-time or out for a while. So it's plugged up that market at a time when we need that to open back up. And I think I'm really worried about what's going to happen at state, local governments in the next year as these new legislatures come in. If they start eliminating jobs significantly, I mean, that could, you know, send out the wrong signal to the economy. Yeah. So that's basically what's in there.
All right, Phil. Phil Gardner is the director for Michigan State University's Collegiate Employment Research Institute. Phil, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony. Good morning and best wishes. Thanks.